my name is Emma Katz. Welcome to Torah Imecha Nachiyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. Today we will be studying Sefer Tehillim Perek Kuf Lamed Tet, Psalm 139. This mizmor is comprised of 24 psukim that can be broken down into two basic sections. Part 1, which is the first 18 psukim, is about recognizing Hashem's presence and His omniscience in this world. Part 2, which is the final 6 psukim, includes statements of gratitude and indebtedness to Hashem and a rededication to Hashem, to the relationship with Hashem, and to fighting against the enemies of Hashem. Lastly, the mizmor ends at the end of this second section with a request to Hashem to maintain this relationship and to continue to grow closer and to continue to establish this relationship. The overarching theme of this mizmor is that Hashem knows everything. This leads the narrator in the end of the mizmor to a great level of gratitude towards Hashem. The Ibn Ezra states that there is no greater mizmor than this mizmor. The Ibn Ezra says, "Zeha mizmor nichbad me'od bidarkei Hashem." This mizmor is one of the most respected in regards to the ways of Hashem. Ve'in ba'ila ha'chamisha sfarim mizmor kamohu. And in all 5 books of Tehillim, there is no mizmor as great as this one. Ve'kifi binat adam bidarkei Hashem bidarkei neshama. And as much as a person delves into the ways of Hashem and the ways of the neshama of our soul, yitbonen b'ta'amav, he will also introspect and delve into the reasons for his actions. As the Ibn Ezra explains, this mizmor describes beautifully the ways of Hashem. If we look in the first few psukim, starting in Pasuk Bet, atayadata shivti v'kumi banta l'rei mirachuk. The Mishorer says, "When I sit down and stand up, you know it. You discern my thoughts from afar." Archi v'riv'i zareta v'kol darkai hiskananta. You observe my walking and reclining and are familiar with all my ways. Ki ein mila bilshoni, hein Hashem yadata kula. There is not a word on my tongue, but that you, O Lord, know it well. The Mishorer goes on and continues to explain how Hashem knows every single element of our being, that there is no place to hide from Hashem. There is no place where Hashem cannot find us. One of the words that is repeated throughout this mizmor is words using the root of chakar, to examine or investigate. The mizmor begins and ends with this root word, chakar. In the first pasuk of the mizmor, it says, "Lamnatzeach leDavid mizmor Hashem, chakartani v'tida." For the leader of David, a psalm, "O Lord, you have examined me and you know me." And the mizmor ends in the second to last pasuk, following the psukim that describe the attitude of the Mishorer towards the enemies of Hashem, as it says in pasuk Chaf Aleph, "Halo misanecha Hashem esana ubitkomemecha ekotat." O Lord, you know I hate those who hate you and loathe your adversaries. Tachlit sin asnei taim la'ayvim hayuli. I find the perfect hatred towards them. I count them among my enemies. So after the Mishorer expresses how strongly he feels towards the enemies of Hashem and those who go against Hashem, the Mishorer then concludes with a request. Chakrini el veda levavi, bechinini veda serapai. Examine me, O God, and know my mind. Probe me and know my thoughts. What is this word, chakartani or chakrini? The Mitzuda Savit explains what is chakartani. Chakarta machshevot libi v'tida otam. We are saying, Hashem looks into my thoughts and into my heart, and He knows them. The Radak explains there as well in the first pasuk, "Chakartani levavi v'yadata oti, kimo she'amar ani Hashem choker lev ubilchein klayot." This is the same root from the pasuk of choker lev ubilchein klayot, that Hashem is the one who looks deeply into our heart and understands our insides. That it seems to be a deep expression of knowledge, that it is beyond only that Hashem sees what we do, but Hashem really understands and has insight in a deep way into our deepest thoughts and understandings. There is an interesting Midrash Tehillim that explains this further. The Midrash says, "Ein adam yachol lahagia ad sof ma'asav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu." A person cannot come to have a complete understanding of the ways of Hashem. V'chein David amar, mi yimalel gvurot Hashem. Like David says elsewhere in Tehillim, mi yimalel gvurot Hashem. Who can know all of the gvurot, all of the strengths of Hashem? Ein adam yachol lahagia legvurotav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person cannot come to understand, or of course not to carry out, any of the greatnesses, any of the amazing things that Hashem is able to accomplish. Va'afilu Moshe Rabbeinu, she'ala l'mala l'marom. Even Moshe Rabbeinu, who went up to the heavens, v'kibel et ha-Torah miyad al yad, who received the Torah directly from the hand of Hashem, lo amad al chakarza. He would not be able to do a full investigation and come to a full understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ella, who omid netach v'hu choker atakol. Rather, Hashem is the one who is this eternal investigator. He is the one who is able to investigate into everything. Lachin David notin lo et hanetzach u'mizamer. Therefore, Hashem hands this quality over to Hashem through this mizmor. Shne'amar lemnatzeach l'David mizmor, Hashem chakartani. Mashal l'melech shehaya yoshev v'ochel mishto. The Midrash brings us a mashal to help us understand what is the sentiment that David is expressing in this mizmor. The Midrash says, this is a mashal to a king who is sitting and eating with his wife. V'kishuhu ochalima katavla get v'natanla. But while he is sitting and eating with his wife, he writes her a get and he gives it to her. Hitchila ha'isha omeret, ra'u kama chacham aduni ha'melech. Yada shenatati einai be'acher, yada sheyishli ohev, v'natan li et haget. The woman, as opposed to being upset, is pretty amazed, and she says, look how smart my husband is, that he knew that I have found another lover, and therefore he gave me a get. Kach amar David, therefore David says, chakrini el v'dal levavi. David says, despite how I am acting at any given moment, Hashem knows what I am actually thinking, and Hashem is able to act accordingly. Lekach ne'emar Hashem, chakartani v'tida. Therefore, David says, I praise Hashem in a sort of amazement by saying, Hashem truly is able to investigate into my deepest essence and to really know who I am at my core. But why then would David HaMelech at the end of the Mizmor ask and say, Chakrini Hashem? Why would we ask for Hashem to investigate in this way? Don't we want only the actions that we express outwardly to be what Hashem judges us by? We don't want necessarily to come under this extreme scrutiny from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Think of an audit from the IRS. Nobody wants to be examined that closely out of fear that you may not pass such a close examination. So the Metzudas David says later on in the end of the Mizmor, when it says Chakrini, that we ask Hashem to investigate into us, he says this is an investigation about whether or not we are good. And the Malbim explains here, Chakrini el vidal levavi, b'inyan hamasim shasharsham min haliv, shehu mitaveh u'mitorer el hapeulot. The Malbim is saying, we are asking Hashem not only, as Metzudas David says, to look at us and judge if we are good. We would not necessarily want to come under this investigation. Rather, that we are asking Hashem to look at the actions that are rooted in deep thoughts. B'chanini v'das rapai, b'inyan ha'amunot v'hadeot. We are asking Hashem to look at us as a full human being, to see our thoughts, to see the actions that are fruits of these thoughts, and to understand where our true emunot and deyot, our true beliefs and knowledge lies. Because often when we portray an outward message, it is not exactly what we are feeling on the inside, to the positive or the negative. And here in the end of the Mizmor, we are asking Hashem to look at our actions that may not outwardly be expressed in the best possible way. And we are asking Hashem to use that power that he has to deeply investigate and to truly know us and to see the positive roots of our actions that do not always follow through in the way that we had planned. One more pasuk from this Mizmor that I would like to focus on for a minute is Gam Choshech lo yachshech mimcha, v'layla kayom ya'ir k'chashecha ka'ura. Darkness is not for you. Night is as light as day. Darkness and light are the same. The Mishorer is praising Hashem and saying that there is nothing that is dark to Hashem. There is no difference between darkness and light. To us, we are not able to see as clearly in the dark, but to Hashem, there is no obstacle like darkness. And here, Rabbi Nachman Mibreslev in Likutei Maharan points out an interesting idea. What does this mean, that there is no darkness to Hashem, that light and darkness are one in the same? Rabbi Nachman says, "And he," the Rebbe, "has said to me that by means of this advice, it is possible to truly be virtuous all of one's days. For at all times, no matter what the situation, one will be able to rejuvenate oneself and fortify oneself through this, through the truth, which is the light of God himself. For even all the darkness cannot block him out. This is because there is no impurity or force of the other side in the world, which does not have in it openings from which to depart. It is only that we do not see them because of the great darkness that is there." Rabbi Nachman is saying to us, what does this mean, that before Hashem there is no such thing as darkness and light? That to Hashem there is no person who is entirely dark. There is no one who is completely disconnected from him, who is stuck in their evil ways and cannot escape. It says to Hashem, Hashem always sees light in a dark situation, and therefore to us as well, we just need to find that light and be able to escape from a dark situation. Hashem never completely blocks us out. There is no place we can run from Hashem because Hashem is always able to see us in that light. So just to recap, this Mizmor discusses the omniscience of God, and the Ibn Ezra tells us that this is the Mizmor that can help us come to the greatest appreciation of God. We see that by the end of the Mizmor, there is this expression of gratitude, not chas v'shalom, God forbid that we should feel like we are trying to escape from God's intense gaze. Rather, we recognize how fortunate we are to have a God who is so invested and knows us so deeply and intimately. And we praise Hashem for this, and we ask for his future involvement in our life in the same way and an even closer way. Thank you for studying together, Le'iloi Nishmat, Malka Esther, Bat Tzvi Yosef.